Welcome, welcome, welcome to the mystical kingdom of this universe. Thank you for attending and hearing this episode. How are you guys doing, my fellow mystics, the builders, the architects, the alchemists, the travelers, the seekers of the truth, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, the discernment, the understanding, the revelations of this knowledge and information that would set us free so we should not perish from lack of knowledge. It is your host, Mr. Alchemist, Mr. Raise Your Frequency Up, Mr. No Real Estate Investor Left Behind, coming to you down with this episode of the day. Hopefully you guys enjoy it and get some great info out of it. Let's dive in.
The hieroglyphics tell us the story of two visionaries, outcasts, not of this world. They led a band of ragtag followers carrying everything they had, pursued by forces of evil. The symbols show us they reached their destination, but what happens inside is a mystery.
These people are distractions. When you have a vision, it simplifies life. You can walk up to... A man or woman without a clear vision for their lives lives...
Inspiring habits.
A very loose life. But a man with a vision, they live a very narrow life. When a man or woman has a vision, their life becomes very, very tight. Why? Because vision simplifies life. Vision controls all of your choices after that. Once you know where you're going, you also automatically know what roads won't take you there. If you know what to do, you automatically know what you shouldn't do. Vision defines your what to do in life. Because vision gives you your address. Your destiny dictates your decisions. See, without a vision, it's tough for you to refuse things. People who discover vision, they live longer. They live healthier. There's no stress. Stress comes from not knowing what to do. This is no time for experimentation. This is a time for intentional living. You better know your destination because you ain't getting no younger, see. There's some people in your life who are not necessary. Some of you got the wrong company. These people are distractions. When you have a vision, it simplifies life. You can walk up to a bookstore shelf and know exactly what books not to buy. See, vision dictates everything. Everything that you do is supposed to be motivated by your vision. Vision is supposed to be the source of your human motivation. It simplifies your life. Do you know why most people are actually poor? I know why they're poor. Poverty is not a problem. It's a result. Most people are poor because no one knows who they are. Remember that. Vision helps you identify yourself before the people in the world. And because they know who you are, they know what to come to you for. Make yourself a person of value. If someone had to think about something that reminded them of you, what would it be? Because if they never think about you, that means you have never made yourself valuable. Become so good in an area that they can't ignore you. The world is filled with general people. You come to this conference to cease being general. You're not in the general group anymore. Vision is what gives you this unique discovery about what you're supposed to master. Sight is the ability to see things as they are, but vision is the capacity to see things as they could be. All true visions will be tested for authenticity. If your vision is truly from God, life will test it to prove that it's authentic. So get used to the idea of challenges if your vision is real. If a vision is terminated by trials, it was probably not authentic. Vision dictates everything. People who have no vision in their lives, they throw off restraint. They throw off self-control. They have no idea. When you know what you were born to do, it dictates how you should behave and what kind of standards you should live by. You were born to find out what is right for you. When you find out what is right for you, then that's what's right for you. Everything else may be just good or wrong. So preoccupation with a good thing is no substitute for the right thing. Stay with what you're born to do. whatever you're supposed to do is not supposed to be erased. That's why I am convinced you were not created just to make a living and pay bills. You were created to give life and make a difference with your gift somewhere. That's why you came to this place.
All of this that I have is really because of the grace of God. Now, you gotta have a tremendous work ethic to be successful in here. In other words, you gotta have a lot of dog in you. It's gonna be a lot of trying times, so you have to have a tremendous work ethic. But you got to have faith. Faith without works is dead. You hear it all the time. You go to church and you learn all these scriptures, but then you don't apply none of them to your life. I maxed out 3-4 scriptures to get here. I kid you not. See, these principles of success, they've taken all of these scriptures and they're putting them in books. Everything comes from the Bible. You really don't need self-help books. All of that information is in Proverbs. They just reworded it because people don't know how to read the Bible. I'm just giving you real talk now. I'm just trying to tell you how I got here. Your real life, the one God really got for you, is in your imagination. It is not in your current situation or your current paycheck. Your problem is you keep telling your imagination to the wrong people. See, if you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. It's dead. How many times, man, have you had a tremendous idea? Something you thought was the one, and you went and told it to your loved ones and your so-called friends, and they shot it down. I mean, you was convinced that it was just, oh man, I just came to you. And you told it to them and they shot it down. And you thought since they was your loved ones and their friends and they got your best interests at heart, you believed them. You was wrong. You let them talk you out of what God got for you. Everything you have, everything we have in this world, somebody imagined it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I talk to so many people who get older and they've lost the faith. If you're sitting in here thinking that you're too old to listen to what Steve, hell, I'm 60. I'm 60 years old, but I still rely on my imagination. See, if you think you're too old to make it, let me give you a prime example. Colonel Sanders has been frying chicken his whole life. He was telling everybody he had the best chicken in the world. Ain't nobody believing. They turned him down everywhere. Colonel Sanders didn't get a franchise till he was in his 60s. Kentucky Fried Chicken sell more chicken than anybody in the world today. So if you're sitting there thinking because you got a little gray on you, you're too late. As long as God waking you up in the morning, that's the sign that he ain't through with you. What I'm sharing with you is stuff that everybody can apply today. I'm just a real dude. I don't even have the education you all have. I flunked out of school. I was hoping I would get on TV. I wrote it on a piece of paper when I was 10, but when I wrote it on the paper, it wasn't factual. It was just hoping. You just gotta start with the hope. Faith is the substance of things that you hope for. You just hope something, jump. But if you take this scripture, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Because you're the only one who can see it. Your imagination is actually God showing you a preview of a coming attraction that he has for you. The moment you don't believe in your imagination, you negate what he got for you. Some of y'all still sitting here with the ambition of opening a business one day, but you scared to go start the business because you got a job and you got bills. Rich people got bills. Everybody got bills. Hell, I got bills. You gonna let the fact that you got some bills stop you from opening the business, the thing that God done put in your imagination? So you gonna squash that because you got bills. Everybody got bills.
Nobody's gonna take you to the front of the line unless you push your way to the front of the line. Let me tell you that again. Nobody is going to take you to the front of the line unless you push your way to the front of the line. I want you to take the craziest dream you ever had, that dream that you were too embarrassed to tell anyone about. And I want you to go after it. I want you to make it a reality. I don't want you to dream. I want you to do. I know that you've heard the cliche quote that life is a marathon, not a sprint. Well, I'm going to tell you, sometimes you don't even have the time to prepare for your marathon. Now, some of your dreams are going to take longer than you think. One of the biggest lessons that I've learned in life is that you cannot achieve success without failure.
But I made a decision to keep going, keep trying, even if it meant sometimes that I would fail. Some of my biggest successes come from some of my biggest failures. In the early 90s, when my friends were graduating from Howard, I didn't have a degree. My girlfriend was 8.5 months pregnant with my first baby. I bought a brand new house in Scarsdale that I could not afford. I found myself sitting alone in my bedroom and asking myself the question, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? So I had two choices. Either I was going to sit in that failure and give up, or I was going to make a decision to step out of the darkness. You see, when you're in that darkness, you want to sit there and wait for the light to come. But you can't wait and sit in that darkness. The only way out is to step forward, to face your fears, to become your own light. I had to believe in myself like never before. I had to find my inner power. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you. There's gonna be a lot of times y'all about to fail. I'm still failing every day. We are all a work in progress. And one day, you'll be sitting in the dark like I was. And you're gonna be asking yourself, what am I gonna do now? But in that moment, I want you to remember the power of you. Don't be afraid to close your eyes and dream, but then open your eyes and see. For a lot of people, the distance between their dreams and their reality is intimidating, and they get stuck. And the only way forward is to be real about what it's gonna take for you to achieve those dreams. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to tell yourself the truth of what it's gonna take for you to be successful. It doesn't come easy. You gonna have to go out there and get it. Nobody's gonna give you nothing. There's no rescue team coming, no National Guard, no aid coming, nothing. You gonna have to go out there and get it. And the only way forward is to decide you want that dream so bad that you are gonna work harder, you're gonna get up earlier, you're gonna stay later, you're gonna push past the people who doubted you and laughed at you and hated on you. I want you to be fearless. I want you to be decisive. I want you to make a decision right now that when you fail and you fall to your knees, I want you to remember the power of you. And I want you to get back up on your feet. Make a decision today that when you're in the darkness, you remember the power of you. You are your own light. I want you to remember three things. Number one, I want you to never be afraid to make a decision. Be decisive. Don't be afraid to fail. Be fearless. Number two, I want you to remember the power of you. Number three, now as you face these obstacles that I'm telling you about in your life, y'all know my motto. Can't stop, won't stop.
Tell me they can't do something. You're not supposed to tell people they can't. But I will tell you tonight that the most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could. Tell me I can't do it. I will prove you wrong. I will show you that you're mistaken. You have chosen the wrong one to tell that they can't do something. Because I believe, and this is real important, I can't will thwart you, will stop you, will slow you down, will turn you around, and cause you to move backwards if you let it. But if you have the proper mindset, I can't will do nothing but make you that more determined to get to your goal. People will tell you obsession is a bad thing. If you want to be great, not good, not second, not third, if you want to be great, the very best at what you do, obsession is a necessity. You must be. Ain't no two ways about it. Nobody got to be the best at anything. I don't care if you flip pancakes, if you're the very best at it, you are obsessed about it. And obsessed about it means you slept and you dreamed and you ate that. I will be the very best at what I do. I am determined necessary key to unlock the power of I can't. You gotta be obsessed with whatever your goal is. Next, question the impossible. The greatest achievements of mankind were made by people who questioned impossible. I speak to you from experience. I can't tell you how to go through something if I've never been through anything. I cannot tell you how to win if I have never won. But I will show you what I can do. It's impossible. I will turn it around and I will show you that I can do anything. Anything. That is my message to you. Let the I can fuel your fire. If I can do it, every last one of you can do.
It's hard changing your life. It's not easy. In the Penobscot building in Detroit, Michigan, where I was operating my business, and I fell on some hard times, and I was sleeping in my office, and it was hard coming through the lobby, and sometimes they would laugh at the guy talking about becoming successful, and look at it, he's bathing in the bathroom upstairs on the 21st floor, he sleeps on the floor, him and two other dreamers up there, look at him. It was hard, ladies and gentlemen, coming to speak to people, and I was facing financial difficulties in my own life. It was very difficult to pick myself up each day believing that I could do it. There were times that I doubted myself. I said, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. It was very hard. And here's what I want to say to you. For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dreams. There are rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. It's a long shot, ladies and gentlemen, from Liberty City, an abandoned building on a floor, never knowing my mother or father. It's a long shot. No college training, labeled educable, mentally retarded, but I kept running toward my dream. It's very important as you hold on to that dream. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. What I'm doing now, I could have been doing years ago. But because I did not have a college education, because I didn't believe in myself, because I allowed other people's opinion of me to control my destiny, I didn't act on my ideas. Get the energy drainers out of your life. People who don't want anything. People who are not striving. People who are not challenging themselves. People who aren't growing. People who stop dreaming. It's necessary that you align yourself with people who are unstoppable and unreasonable. People who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. Birds of a feather flock together. If you run around with losers, you will end up a loser. It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. It's necessary to know that everybody won't see it, that everybody won't join you, that everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. Most people don't work on their dreams. Why? For many years, I didn't. One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? You know, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself. Many times, we can have a great idea, but if you're not advancing it in the right way, and things don't happen, you become discouraged and think the idea doesn't work. No, that's not true. It's necessary that you be flexible, that you are always thinking of how can I improve this better, because you model integrity and determination and ambition and truth and honesty. No one can do it for you but you. And even though you face disappointments, even though you will experience some setbacks, it goes with the territory. You must understand that. I want you to know that you're blessed and highly favored, and that as you go toward the future, begin to know that you have greatness within you. It's possible for you to live your dream. It's necessary that you associate with winners, that you work your system, that you are relentless, that you never give up. It's you. You've got to take personal responsibility. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I can do this. I'm the one to make make this happen. I'm the one to become successful in this business. As you work to help other people to become successful, that means your success. But you know it's going to be hard. But find out what will make it worth it for you. What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off. But you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. And if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stirring pertinacity, with the help of God, you'll get it. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. Thank you.
Everything that I have is by the grace of God. I didn't always stick with him, but he always stuck with me. So stick with him. If you think you want to do what you think I've done, then do what I've done and stick with God. Number two, fail big. Fail big. Take chances to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. So have dreams, but have goals. And understand that to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline and consistency. You have to work at it. Hard work works. Working really hard is what successful people do. Just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Don't confuse movement with progress. Number three, I don't care how much money you make, you can't take it with you. Finally, say thank you in advance for what is already yours. True desire in the heart for anything good is God's proof to you, sit beforehand to indicate that it's yours already. And anything you want good, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up. Each one, teach one. Don't just aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference.
Hope that knowledge and wisdom was well worth it. Hope it was well worth waiting 22 minutes of time to be able to reveal to you. Hopefully you're understanding the project we have in hand of what Project Alchemy is trying to do. It's trying to take a worthless substance and make it something of value.
What's going on, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, YouTube, all you social medias out there? How you guys doing on this beautiful Saturday night? What you guys have planned? What are you guys doing? What do you guys have going on for the weekend? You guys going out? You guys are partying? For me, well, I'm a little bit too old for the party. You know, I'm 37 years old. I already did all that partying when I was younger. Now, my goals, my ambitions, my drives are my children, are my family. They are the reason why I work and I strive so hard to do what I do. And that's the reason why I also am, I get upset or mad really easy. Or maybe not really easy. I get mad and upset when people are criticizing the way their children are getting raised at. Well, first of all, it's your responsibility to raise your children. It's your responsibility to be there for them. It's your responsibility to feed them. It's your responsibility to make sure they go to school. Nobody else's. Just because you want to be out and about partying with your friends and be doing all the stuff that you're doing, that's not a mother. That's not a father. You know, so that's just things that we have to understand when we do this. You know, so I have no respect for women or men, either or. They'll rather do stuff for themselves and not care about their family. So, yeah, so that's what I'm striving to go for. So see what you guys think.
Hello? lot of people come up to me and they ask me, Marco, what is it that motivates you most? And to answer their question, I reply back with a question. I say, what if I told you that you had 1 week left to live? Would you regret not pursuing your dreams, passions, and desires? Would you regret not living your life to the fullest? Would you regret not spending as much time with your family, friends, or loved ones? You know, Steve Jobs said in a speech one time that he used to wake up every morning, look in the mirror, and ask himself questions like this. And he said that if the answer was yes for too many days in a row, then he knew that he had to change something. And that should go for all of us. If you're living a life that you would not be okay with losing because you weren't able to do things you wanted to do, then now you know that you need to change something. Life is simply too short and unpredictable to not live exactly the way that you please. It is ridiculously unpredictable. It is possible that on any given day, to die at any point throughout that day without ever being able to see it come. You know, when I was 13, I had this teacher who was an absolutely amazing person. I had known him for several years then, and he had 2 kids, a loving wife, who was a man of God, contributed to the community. He gave us everything that he had, and he would bike to school every single day. I always remember him come to school on his bike, and one morning on his way to school, it was early in the morning, he was crossing an intersection. A reckless driver comes out of nowhere, hits him, he dies on the spot, on the moment of impact. His death taught me so many valuable things in life, and one of them being that it went on to show that no matter how much you don't deserve to die, and no matter how good of a person you are, and no matter what your situation is, no matter anything, it goes to show that death is inevitable and random, and it will eventually consume each and every single one of us, whether it's in 50 years, in 10 years, next year, or even tomorrow. You cannot control it. The people around you cannot control it. As long as you're at the wrong place, at the wrong time, your whole life could disappear in the blink of an eye, along with everything you wished you could have done. Whether you're walking down the street, whether you're stepping into the elevator, whether you're walking down the stairs, whether you're just existing, listen, you'll see people from nowhere die of a heart attack, gone. No family history, no symptoms, no causes, nothing. It happens, and that's the cruel life that we live in, and it's something that we cannot control. So what I want to make clear is that regardless of the path that you take in your life, at one point, death will consume you. It doesn't care whether you floss your teeth in the morning, whether you raise a family or not, whether you go on to be rich, poor, a success, a failure, whatever, you are still going to die at one point. It is that simple. And knowing that you're going to die soon should be the biggest motivation to both make the difficult decisions in life and to get your ass out of bed in the morning. So now the question becomes, what is it that you truly have to lose? If you pursue your dreams and you fail, sure, you might be a little bit more financially unstable. You might experience stress or other feelings you wish you never had to experience. But either way, even if you fail, you will end up back to where you started, which is where you are now. So what do you literally have to lose? Some of you right now, you're thinking about maybe starting a business. You have a great idea that you want to incorporate into your lifestyle. Maybe you're thinking about pursuing your dreams to the fullest. Maybe you're thinking about putting in the work to become a doctor, an engineer, a firefighter, a professional athlete. But some of you won't follow these ambitions because you're afraid. You're afraid to fail. You let the fear of failure dictate your actions, and you're afraid of what mama or papa thinks. You're afraid of what your sister, your brother thinks, or your grandpa or your grandma or your cousins or whoever. But what truly matters is you. You are in possession of a gift. You have a talent, and whatever that talent is, you can make yourself and people around you a stronger and better place with it. But sometimes the only way to do that is to take a risk. At one point, you have got to take a leap. If you want to make that gift that you have become a reality, otherwise society will gladly accept you as a 9-to-5 slave working just to pay off your rent and to stay alive and to live for the weekend, which is the absolute worst way to live. If you don't jump, believe me, if you don't pursue your gift, you will live a life full of regret, and your gift, your dreams, everything that you ever had to offer to the world will die with you. From firsthand experience,
I am pissed off at myself. I am pissed off and I regret so much in my life. I can't even fathom explaining it. Not about what I've done, but what I haven't done. All the opportunities that I turned down and all the chances that I never took just because I was afraid or because I was worried about what other people think. And I officially decided to sit down. I sat down for weeks. I didn't just think of what I'm saying right now. I didn't think of it overnight. This is months. This is months of thinking. And I just sat down and I just wrote. And after comparing the randomness of death versus the chance of you failing while relentlessly pursuing your dreams versus the chance of you living a terrible life because you failed at pursuing your dreams versus just calling it a day right now and living a traditional Western world lifestyle versus everything you can think of versus absolutely everything. And I can gladly say that right now, as of this moment right here, I would rather live each day as if it were my last and take every risk possible in these sacred moments that I have on earth now to make myself as successful and happy as possible than to be sitting in my deathbed when I'm 90 years old regretting not taking a chance and thinking about what my life could have been if I just jumped when I was 18 or when I was 15 or when I was 22, because tomorrow is not a promise. I would rather die trying to live my dreams than to live a longer life filled with regret. Life is too short and too unpredictable to live it. I've seen it firsthand. It is not worth it to live it safe, basic, and traditional. But do you know why most people choose to live that safe life over taking risks in their life? I mean, there's a pretty good argument not to. Why would you take a risk that puts you through stress, puts your family through stress, makes you lose sleep, makes you lose time, makes you put in the extra work, makes you take ridiculous chances that are 1 to 1,000? You know, but before I even continue, the fact that I'm even sitting here and talking is astonishingly ridiculous on its own. The chance of you being born is 1 to 400 trillion. That number is so big you cannot even wrap your head around it. But okay, what I wanted to say was that the reason why people don't want to take these risks is because right now they feel like they got a lot to lose and that their current situation is relatively nice. And most importantly, right now, they are comfortable. They got used to living basic within society standards, being with their friends every now and then, being well rested. They got comfortable. And when you get comfortable, you don't want to move. And that comfort zone, I like to call it the danger zone, because this comfort zone will persuade you to stay in there for as long as possible. And it is, I know how it is. I know the comfort zone. It is so convincing. It is so hard to escape comfort. I know. And as it persuades you to stay in there, you will literally, unconsciously, see, I'm so serious when I say this, you will literally see your whole life go right by you. And the main reason that I'm serious about this now is because I am pissed off for greatness. I want to move mountains. And like Ray Lewis once said, if you're not pissed off for greatness, then you're okay with being mediocre. And I am definitely not okay with being average. And I don't think anyone should. But anyways, to address why I'm even talking about any of this at all in the first place is because I recently got an offer to move out to Los Angeles, California to live with two other entrepreneurs as a content creator and media influencer. And it makes me sad because it's opened up my eyes to see what I truly have in store for me, what's waiting for me out there in the future. And it's just a tiny glimpse of what I'm capable of achieving within my short life. However, I doubt that I could get the right legal paperwork done in order to move to the U.S. to work for a job such as YouTube, which is really non-control of the government. And the last thing that I want to do is to go to the U.S. to work an illegal job as an illegal immigrant. So as of this moment, I feel like I have to pass up yet another opportunity. And it makes me feel like I just keep letting my dreams slip from my hands once more. And now that I've seen the reality of what is possible, this house in L.A. next to the beach on California with a huge city, great weather, and working a job that I would absolutely love and live for with people who share the exact same dream and vision, it has me thinking like, hell yeah, I would gladly die chasing this dream relentlessly than never chase it at all and play it safe and being trapped within my own mind of thinking about what my life could have been. I hope to do more videos like this where I speak, because they're really like a therapy for me, and it helps me get my mind off things, and hopefully some people can be influenced by what I'm actually saying. I would also like to say that I think education is extremely important and plays a crucial role into bringing success into your life, and that knowledge is power. The best thing in life is to always have a backup plan and take into consideration what if something goes wrong. And it's something that every role model that I look up to tries to enforce, but I feel like education will always be here for me to come back to, whether I'm 20, 25, 40, or whatever. And I think that I have an amazing idea, vision, passion, and drive now in my peak, and that I'm able to capitalize on, which makes me feel like I'm throwing it away if I don't pursue it. And the biggest response that I've been getting recently is, Marco, what if it fails? Which, I mean, yeah, like, what if it fails? But that's the whole point of taking a chance with things like startup companies or entrepreneurship. It's ridiculously high risk. Like, what if I get hit by a car? What if I lose my wallet? Or better yet, what if this succeeds? You know, it's easy to be negative or to be closed-minded, but I think it's easier to be optimistic and to be open-minded. And please do yourself a favor, which is a separate topic on its own for another time, but try to surround yourself with people who impose and promote positivity and good vibes. You will notice the tremendous effect that it has on your lifestyle. Starting your own business or being self-employed, although preferable, doesn't exactly require any kind of diploma or degree. And I think that with a proper business plan and with the drive that people like you who are watching this video fuel me with, I feel like I can accomplish anything. If you're still listening, I love you. Mad respect. That's true loyalty right there. If or less, this has been Marco. I hope you all have a great rest of the day. And goodbye.
Well, hello there, my fellow seekers of the truth. How you guys doing today? It's your host, Mr. Alchemist, Mr. Raise Your Frequency Up, Mr. No Real Estate Investor Left Behind. How you guys doing today? I hope you guys are enjoying this episode that we have created for you guys to help you in your growth, in your expansion, in your self-development, in your revelations, in whatever you're doing. Hopefully, we're helping you guys grow much bigger and getting closer to your step. Southern State Management has been doing this for over 28 years. Pardon me, 28 years we've been in the self-development, self-growth, better producing, better creating ourselves and developing systems, products, and services to be able to help and maneuver some hurdles around the way. Some of the hurdles are financial wealth, financial literacy, understanding your rights, business ownership, business systems. So these are some of the projects and services that we have through No Real Estate Investor Left Behind and Project Real Estate Alchemy and Project Alchemy. If you guys are interested in wanting to know more, give us a call, 915-247-8784. Again, that's 915-247-8784. And for every person that gives us a call, we will give you a free savings account. This savings account is established in gold. That's right. Our investment in you and in your self-worth, we're investing it in gold. So give us a call, 915-247-8784. So please share, like, comment. Talk to you guys later. Self-development. Know thyself.